SVI Media, the Wyoming Department of Transportation in Afton today. We're visiting with Randall Helm. Now, we had a unique day this past week, actually March 15th, where the temperature finally hit that point where the mountainside started to slide, causing problems and havoc for our roads. And Randall Helm is one of those people that gets out and helps where he can. He does the paint crew in the summertime, but he jumps into those snowplow trucks in the winter and keeps the roads open. They all went out, in this case, focusing on an area just over the south end, over the Salt River Summit, and an area that had slid down there, if you're familiar, by the Canyon Inn near the border. And a lot of it kept sliding down. So Randall's out there with the other guys, and they're working, cleaning the road off. And then he switched into a front-end loader. And Randall, as you did that, the mountain decided it wasn't done sliding, and you were in the way. Tell us what happened.
Well, it caught me pretty much by surprise, and I didn't see it coming. I was just watching the other trucks that was pushing snow, and I was cleaning up for them.
They were kind of shoving it into you, and then you were taking the front-end loader and shoving it off to the side, kind of building big snowbanks, and then?
And then all of a sudden, I felt it. It was a funny concussion, I guess, is why you explain it. You know, you feel like somebody slammed the door real hard, and you could feel the snow, the concussion off the snow hit me, and it just shoved me sideways, and I don't know how far, probably 3 or 4 feet anyway.
Shoved the whole front end loader sideways.
Yeah, and it
was... And those are pretty heavy.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what the weight is, but they're probably 15,000 to 20,000 pounds, and it come right inside the loader with me up about my knees, and that's, splashed me. And
that's the interesting part, and the picture they can see on SVI is that it didn't just stop by hitting the loader. It decided all that snow was going to try to crawl in the cab with you too, right?
Yeah. I didn't have time to be scared, but afterwards I kind of, you know, it made me reflect a little bit.
Yeah, I would imagine. You stepped calm, and I understand one of your coworkers, you looked over at him and you said, after it all settled down, they come up to check on you, and you said, oh, I need a shovel? Is that what you told them?
Yeah. Joe asked me, he said, well, that's all right. And I said, yeah, I need a shovel.
Just to get out of there.
Yeah, to be able to shovel the loader out, you know, so I could finish, you know, get back to work.
Tell me about the snow that came in there with you. It's that heavy, wet, avalanche-type snow. Talk about that for me.
Yeah, it packs. Packs in really hard, and I had to dig it out with a shovel. And I had trouble getting my feet out because it buried my feet. And it went right under the pedals, and I couldn't run the brakes. I couldn't run the throttle. It's heavy, and it was really packed in.
Like concrete, it finds its way around, then settles up real fast.
Yeah. It didn't take long to pack.
Got it out of there, and everybody checked on you. You're okay, and you just kept working, right?
Yeah. Just get over it and get on with it, you know. And there was a lot of people waiting, you know. There was a line of cars.
Yeah, you had to close off the road on both ends, didn't you?
We did, yeah. Both directions was closed off.
Lincoln County out there and the Highway Patrol out there helping you direct traffic and everything. Got one lane open, and as I went out there to photograph it, I noticed cars started to come through, so I thought, well, at least we've got one lane open, but eventually got it all open. That, looking back on that day, that was a very busy day. We had that slide, and we had slides in other places, the Hoback, the Snake River Canyon, Palisades, mountains just decided to let go that day, right?
They did, yeah, yeah.
A little bit of thought on how everybody comes together and makes it happen when that happens, if the whole crew just goes out and says, these are our difficult areas?
Yeah, you know, it was really cool. It was the patrolman, the sheriff, and people was great. You know, there's not a lot we could do other than just move the snow, but everybody played a pretty important role, whether it was in a piece of equipment or helping control traffic.
And the part about how everybody at Wyodot just shows up, you take your jobs and everything gets put on hold to go move those snow piles, those avalanches, right?
Yep, yeah, everybody chipped in. We had guys from Coatville and, you know, sheriffs from Lincoln County and patrolmen, and everybody just kind of gets in. It takes quite a crew. To make it happen that quick.
We appreciate you keeping the roads clean for us on a very long winter, Randall.
Well, we thank everybody for their patience. Sometimes it gets a little bit nerve-wracking when it's snowing and you're trying to get somewhere and snowplows are in the way and snow's in the way. But people are patient, and we appreciate that.
Okay. Randall Helm, Wyoming Department of Transportation.